I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office. Record enrollment at UAF this fall has resulted in a substantially increased demand for career-oriented coursework. Dr. Larry Bennett, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, examined the preliminary enrollment figures.
As I looked through the preliminary enrollment figures, it appears that the enrollment growth is in our professional areas. I looked at the figures as of last Tuesday, or as of last Thursday, right after the regular registration period. And I found that compared with the end of the total registration period last year, we're already over those figures in the areas of business administration, in the engineering areas, especially electrical engineering, mechanical engineering, environmental quality engineering, and the lower division engineering courses, our so-called engineering science courses. And then also in the School of Mineral Industry, the new petroleum engineering program is drawing students very well. In addition to that, I noted significant enrollment increases in the College of Arts and Sciences in the areas of English, history, philosophy, sociology, and a couple of our language programs. French and Spanish seem to be up as well. And also the theater department has enrollment increases. And I also noticed on my list here the chemistry department has significant enrollment increases at this time.
Students are coming to UAF for a variety of reasons. Dr. Vincent Hahnemann, Dean of the School of Engineering, believes students are coming to UAF for a quality education in high-demand employment fields.
I think that the enrollment in the School of Engineering is up significantly simply because there is such a demand for engineers in the whole United States and here, especially in Alaska. Compound that with the fact that there are too few faculty, and further compound that with the drive of the schools in the lower 48 having to reduce their enrollments, and the students that are coming here are pointing out that the student-faculty ratios are extreme outside of here, and we have the ability and the capability of providing a better level of education for these students.
Dr. Christine A. League Economides, Chairman of the Petroleum Engineering Department, detects the change in where her students are coming from. Frankly, more Alaskan students are staying home to go to school.
This year is entirely different from last year. Last year, most of our students were transfers, and many of them came from the lower 48. This year, we still have all of those. We have a number of University of Alaska Anchorage transfers, and then in addition, we have many, many freshmen from Alaska. I would say probably 45 to 50 of our freshmen come right from Alaska, and many of those from Anchorage, and then also a few from the Fairbanks area.
Overall, the UAF faculty is impressed with the quality of students coming to the University of Alaska Fairbanks this year. Both A-League Economides and Hahnemann say their incoming freshmen are well-prepared academically, well-motivated students. They could attend almost any school in the nation. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lay. Marathon runners and hikers need to start limbering up for the annual Equinox Marathon Race. Starting time for the September 19th race is 8 a.m. Registration for runners is now underway. For additional information, contact Barbara Motes, race chairman at the Patty Center. The telephone number there is 479-7205. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.